Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, true guilt. Guilt over unrepented sin. I know You allow. I know it is meant to bring me to stop my sin and turn to You and Your ways. I also understand, Lord, that it's possible for me to hold on to guilt, and that is not true. It's a lie. Regret, remorse over things for which I am not responsible, for things in the past that are already forgiven. God, I know these things can haunt me. True guilt from You, meant to bring me to repentance, and false guilt from hell itself, meant to condemn me. Father, I praise You for helping me to understand these things. I praise You, Jesus, for making repentance possible. I praise You, Holy Spirit, for when it is necessary, bringing conviction, guilt, so that I may repent. And I praise You, Lord, for Your word that instructs me in truth, so that I do not have to live in condemnation, in guilt that is not mine to carry. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Part 2, Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, please search my heart. Show me anything I have done, anything I have said, anything I have thought that would offend my God. For if the guilt I carry is true guilt for sin, I do repent. And I accept your forgiveness. Yet, Holy Spirit, if my guilt does not come from you to lead me to repentance, but comes from me for not accepting or believing your forgiveness is real, Jesus, or if I hold guilt for something that was not even my fault, then Lord, I release this false guilt and accept your gentle love. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, help me to never continually run from your conviction for wrong I have done. Help me to recognize true guilt, born from my own sins, and run to you with my repentance, allowing your forgiveness to bring me to rest and freedom in my soul. Help me to recognize that just feeling guilty doesn't mean I actually am guilty. Feelings are not facts. I know. Lord, if I continually hold on to guilt over things for which I actually am not guilty. Please show me if this comes from somehow not knowing how worthwhile I am to you. Help me to see my worth in what you have said in your word, not just by how I feel. Please help me to understand the difference between true guilt over sin and false guilt over a lack of self-worth. Also, Lord, may I not be tricked into assuming remorse and regret for wrongs I have not committed, or for clinging to unwillingness to believe you have forgiven me for the sins I have committed. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help, and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, I thank you for making clear to me that I only need experience guilt for whatever sins I have actually committed. I need not be filled with remorse or regret when I have committed no sin. I trust your word that teaches me I need only to respond to guilt over sin by coming to you with my regret and repentance, and then simply accept you have forgiven me. Thank you. And I will be obedient in accepting what you have said about my true worth, found only in you, and how worthwhile I am to you. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, Psalm 103 verse 12, Romans chapter 15 verse 13, and Romans chapter 8 verses 37 through 39. If we confess our sins to Him, He will do what He said. He will forgive us and purify us from all the wrong we have done. And He has taken away from us our sins, as far away as the east is from the west, from the sunrise to the sunset. That's how far He has removed our sins. I pray for you that God, the source of hope, will fill you with joy and with peace through your faith in Him. Then you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit within you. And I am 100% certain that not even death, not anything in life, can separate you and me from God's love. There's not angels, not demons. There's nothing in the present time or anything in the future or any power whatsoever that can do that. No, not the highest or lowest place on earth. Nothing in all of creation can do that. I'll say it again. Nothing at all can separate us from God's love. And that's because of what Christ Jesus, our Lord, has done. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good, and He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
Lucy.